The old islander turned dead eyes on the Scotsman.
"You can," he said, "but it'll not get you anything."
"I'm not after anything,"
he signalled Davy to refill Kerber's glass.
"No.
Just a few minutes of your time.
At my age, monsieur, every moment is precious."
"Life is precious at any age."
"That's true."
He scratched his chin thoughtfully.
"What do you want?"
"You were here the night Thibault Kerjean was telling anyone who'd listen how he was going to put Adam Killian in the cemetery."
"I was, and he did."
"Was he drunk?"
"I never knew the man, monsieur, when he didn't have a drink in him."
Kerber took a sip from his replenished glass. Enzo looked at the road map of broken veins across his nose and cheeks, and it occurred to him that the same could very probably be said of Kerber. But drunks rarely saw themselves as drunks, and Kerber appeared to see no irony in his words. He doubtless had the same capacity for self-deception as he had for alcohol. Another Celtic self.
"Kerber,"
Enzo said, as if trying the name out for size, and then,
"Kerjean. There are a lot of Ker names on the island."
Kerber turned to look at him as if he were an idiot.
"And a lot of Mac names in Scotland, monsieur. Son of, right?"
"Right.
Ker is house of. You people got named after the man who impregnated your mother. We got named after the house we grew up in. Kerber, house of Peter. Kerbol, house of Paul."
He paused.
"Kerjean, house of Jean."
He took another pull at his beer.
"Anything else I can tell you? The tonnage of tuna caught in 1933? The number of Germans billeted on Groix during the occupation?"
"You can tell me why you think Kerjean carried out his threat to murder Killian."
"Because he's a drunk and a brute. A man who would put his fist in your face if you so much as looked at him sideways. He might have been the worse for wear that night, but his anger didn't come out of a bottle. It was real enough. And Kerjean is nothing if not a man of his word. There's not a soul who knows him, monsieur, who wouldn't think him capable of doing exactly what he said he would."